concludes our comment. Next comment is from Paula Hall. It's regarding Julie Renahan. It states, on July 17th, I read a Daily Herald story written by Robert Sanchez in which three county board members blasted Chairman Cronin for not picking county board member Julie Renahan for a vacant Health and Human Services chairmanship. Commissioners Ozog, Desart, and Chaplin inferred that the board should have picked Renahan instead of the current Board of Health President Sam Tornatore to fill the vacant position. Renahan was quoted in the same article as saying, my experience certainly qualifies me to take over a committee. I would certainly beg to differ. In fact, I believe Member Renahan's experience certainly qualifies her not to take over the Health and Human Services Committee. I live close to the former location of the Sterigenics Willowbrook facility, which everyone knows was poisoning my community for decades with carcinogens. In the time of our community's greatest need, many elected officials stood up to protect us, except for Julie Renahan. Despite what I'm told she says in public and on social media or wherever she was looking for a vote, Julie Renahan stood with the evil Sterigenics Corporation and against legislation that would have stopped the corporation from polluting us. SB 1852, filed by Illinois Senator John Curran, would have prevented Sterigenics from poisoning us. There were 864 people who filed witness slips in support of the bill. There were 15 people who filed witness slips in opposition. Of those 15, four were the Chemical Industry Council of Illinois, the Illinois Manufacturers Association, Sterigenics themselves, and County Commissioner Julie Renahan. I have attached a photo of the evidence for the record. When her community needed her most, Julie Renahan stood on record with Sterigenics, the chemical industry, and apparently her own economic interests. Her family owns a company down the street from Sterigenics, and against her own district. Shameful behavior from anyone, not to mention someone who wants a health chair title. Maybe instead of asking for a promotion, Julie Renahan should resign her vice chairmanship. She belongs nowhere near the position of health care or public service. She's proven herself a hypocrite and someone who isn't interested in public health. I urge the board not only deny her a health role, but urge the public to vote her out. That concludes that comment. Next comment is